Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Uniquely Human Updated and Expanded A Different Way of Seeing Autism, is a nonfiction book about autism written by Barry M. Prisant, a longtime clinician, researcher, and speech-language pathologist. The book argues for a fundamental shift in how autism is understood away from deficit-based thinking and toward a more respectful, person-centered view that treats autistic behaviors as meaningful responses to stress, confusion, sensory overload, and communication barriers. Rather than framing autism as a set of symptoms to eliminate, Prisant emphasizes the need to understand the individual behind the behavior and to adapt environments, expectations, and supports accordingly. This updated edition builds on the original book's core message while reaching a broader audience of parents, educators, therapists, and professionals. Its purpose is both practical and conceptual, to improve daily support for autistic people and to challenge assumptions that have shaped conventional autism interventions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, autism as a different human experience, not a defect to repair. The book's central idea is that autism should not be understood primarily as pathology. Prisant argues that many conventional approaches focus too heavily on reducing visible autistic traits without first understanding what those traits mean to the person. This shift matters because behaviors such as repetitive movements, withdrawal, or resistance are often treated as problems in themselves, when they may actually be adaptive responses to overwhelm or uncertainty. By reframing autism as a different way of experiencing the world, the book encourages readers to move beyond correction and toward comprehension. This does not deny the real challenges autistic people face. Instead, it asks whether the challenge lies in the person or in the mismatch between that person and the surrounding environment. That distinction shapes every practical recommendation in the book and gives it its distinctive perspective within autism literature. Secondly, behavior is interpreted as communication and coping. A major practical contribution of the book is its insistence that behavior should be read as meaningful. Prisant repeatedly treats outward actions as signals of underlying needs, distress, or attempts at self-regulation. This is especially important in autism, where communication differences can make frustration or sensory discomfort appear as disruptive conduct. The book therefore discourages quick judgments and instead asks caregivers and professionals to look for triggers, patterns, and context. A behavior may represent fear, sensory overload, difficulty predicting what comes next, or a need for control in an unpredictable setting. This approach changes intervention from suppression to investigation. If a child flaps, avoids eye contact, or insists on routines, the question becomes what function that behavior serves rather than how to stop it immediately. The book's value lies in showing that understanding behavior more accurately leads to more humane and often more effective support. Thirdly, strength-based support replaces compliance-driven intervention. Prisant does not argue for a passive or permissive approach. He argues for support that builds capacities rather than forcing conformity. One of the book's strongest themes is that autistic individuals benefit more when adults identify strengths, interests, and existing abilities, then use those as the foundation for growth. This is a direct critique of methods that prioritize compliance, normalization, or the elimination of differences as the main measure of progress. The updated edition presents a more balanced framework, help the person function better and feel more secure, but do so in ways that respect individuality. This includes adapting expectations, reducing unnecessary pressure, and offering supports that increase communication and self-regulation. The argument is practical as well as ethical. If a person feels understood and less threatened, they are more likely to engage, learn, and connect. The book therefore links dignity with effectiveness, instead of treating them as opposing goals. Fourthly, parents and caregivers are treated as essential experts. Another important dimension of the book is its respect for families. Prisant emphasizes that parents and caregivers often know the child best because they see patterns across settings and over time. This perspective helps counter a professional culture that can sometimes privilege expert authority over lived experience. In the book, families are not passive recipients of instruction but active partners in understanding the child's needs. That matters because autism affects daily routines, communication, transitions, school experiences, and emotional life in ways that cannot be captured fully by a diagnostic label alone. The book also acknowledges the emotional reality of caregiving confusion, exhaustion, and the pressure to find the right intervention. By validating families while also asking them to interpret behavior more carefully, Prisant offers a model that is both compassionate and usable. The result is a more collaborative framework in which effective support depends on shared insight rather than one-directional advice. Lastly, the book bridges clinical knowledge with humane everyday application. What makes Uniquely Human stand out is that it combines an expert's clinical experience with language accessible to a general audience. The book is not a technical manual, but but it is grounded in decades of work with autistic individuals and their families. That combination gives it practical credibility without making it inaccessible. Its updated and expanded format also reflects a broader cultural shift toward neurodiversity-informed thinking, while still speaking to readers who are trying to solve real daily problems. The book's advice is most useful when applied to ordinary settings, home routines, school transitions, social interaction, and emotional escalation. Rather than offering a single treatment model, it promotes a way of thinking that can guide many kinds of support. This makes it especially valuable for readers who want a framework they can use across situations. Its enduring influence comes from the fact that it changes both interpretation and action at the same time. In conclusion, Uniquely Human Updated and Expanded is best suited for parents, educators, therapists, counselors, and anyone who wants a more accurate and respectful understanding of autism. Readers who are frustrated by deficit-based language or by intervention models that emphasize compliance over comprehension will find the book especially useful. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It helps readers see autistic behavior as meaningful, context-dependent, and often adaptive rather than simply problematic. At the same time, it offers practical value by encouraging more effective responses to sensory distress, communication differences, and emotional escalation. Compared with many books on autism, it stands out because it does not separate empathy from usefulness. It argues that a humane approach is also a better professional approach. The updated edition strengthens that message for contemporary audiences while preserving the original book's core insight. For readers seeking both perspective and application, it remains one of the most influential and accessible books in the autism field. If you would like to support Barry M. Prisant, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.